This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, news, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We're starting it hot and heavy and as hard as we can right at the top of the hour because there's so much to discuss. And we've got with us foreign policy author and analyst Dan Perkins, master storyteller, foreign policy analyst, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the United States, nationally recognized expert on radical Islam and contributor to DailyCaller.com, ClashDaily.com, Lizette.com, DailySurge.com, TheHill.com, all the .coms he contributes because he's just a .comer kind of guy. How are we doing, Dan?
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's always good to have you with us and lots to talk about. North Korea now threatening to cancel the Trump summit. What's going on?
Well, That's a great question. It's I don't think it's cold feet. I think it's part of the instability that takes place in that country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there, it's not cold feet. It's maybe some retrospective of what he's decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
His comment yesterday that he's not willing to be a Muammar Gaddafi and give up his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not, then what's the point of the summit?
Right.
And so if Trump has said from the very beginning, if it doesn't look like it's going to go well, I'm not going to go.
That's right.
Or I'll walk out. I mean, mm-hmm. so he's already laid down the rules. And if Kim wants to decide he's going to walk away, the world will be even more angry and upset with him than they were before he started to make all these overtures of wanting peace.
You got to imagine for him to make the decision and to give an indication to Secretary of State Pompeo that he was willing to dismantle his nuclear ambitions, that there's got to be an aggressive arm of North Korean military going, what? You know, what are you doing? And reminding him of history.
I would suggest to your audience that on Monday there was a statement from the North Korean government where, and I thought it was remarkable, that on the 23rd of May they will begin to destroy their facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they even showed pictures on the internet from the government of, you know, the laboratory and stuff being, which will be blown up. And I thought it was amazing that they were going to do this before they even meet. They were starting to destroy their nuclear infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this outrage by Kim. So, I suspect you're probably right, Bill. There's some pushback from the leadership in the military.
Well, Dan, I've been concerned about the punditry that's been, you know, running around. Everybody's got a theory and an idea, and they're rather loose. And I'm going, you guys need to be quiet. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Let the two leaders come together.
Right.
You know, but to be so vocal about this stuff, I think they're messing up the deal. They're not helping. You know, you got to let this thing breathe, don't you think?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right on.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Bill.
No, I'm following you. Go ahead.
I just think that we've got to give diplomacy a chance. And this idea that we have to pick everything apart before the meeting even takes place is ludicrous, and it's not a way to conduct foreign policy.
Yeah, it is rather ridiculous, to say the least. Dan Perkins is with us, and we continue the conversation. We're going to break here for about 60 seconds. We'll be right back. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we're talking about North Korea, and is it a matter of cold feet? Kim Jong-un, his government is saying, oh, it's because of the threat of military action. These are training missions that have taken place. Dan, to the best of your knowledge, are these training, is this training activity taking place right now?
Portions of it are, yes, Bill. Mm-hmm. Full implementation of it, I think, has been somewhat scaled back. Mm-hmm. But I did want to make one point at the end of our last segment.
Yes.
I want to point out to your audience, if you look at the mainstream media coverage of the ceremony celebrating the United States Embassy in Israel, there was almost as equal time to the people out in Gaza, the protesters who were attacking the border guards. I suspect that some of this, quote, disruption and reporting about disruption in the process with North Korea is at the hands of the left, because I think they're trying to scuttle the deal.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they do not want, they do not want Trump to succeed.
Yeah. That's a sad commentary, that it's just about, you know, it's about the Trump hatred, this Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, the heck about international peace or what it could mean to bringing the Koreas together, and even at the border fence there at the Gaza, and what we've been seeing. I mean, really, it's no different than what we're dealing here in the United States, this open borders mentality and what's going on and how it's being presented. You know, Hamas has done this repeatedly. They've used human shields forever, which is, you know, against the law, against the international law and that sort of thing. But, hey, you know, bad guys don't know about laws. You know, and for some reason we want to give them some sort of credence, like as if Israel is purposely going out and, you know, shooting unarmed young people. It's because Hamas is using them as human shields, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. And I was on a show very late last night, and I was asking the host the question. So if there were 30,000 people trying to storm the border in Texas or California with terrorists with rifles and intermingled with them, throwing grenades and stuff, would our border patrol just let them overrun, or would we do something to defend our border? I mean, exactly. That's a rhetorical question, but it's an important question. Do we have any more right to protect our border than Israel has the right to protect their border from invasion from foreign powers? I think they do, and we do.
Yeah, Gary Bauer used the comparative. If five people were coming into your home, knocking down your door unarmed, would that be a perceived threat? You know, and so what happens in some cases, these people there at the border of Israel are coming in unarmed in many cases. They're just used as human shields, but they're storming the border. They're going to, you know, they're trying to breach the wall here. And right. some of the connection here, wrongly reported, Dan, by the way, is that they're saying this is all about the U.S.'s move, the embassy move to, to Jerusalem. Not so. That is not the case at all, because they've already stipulated that this is a reminder to them of, a shameful day that they're there. They see it as Nakba Day. That's what the Palestinians, that's what they're observing. It's Nakba Day. It has nothing to do with the embassy. It means disaster or catastrophe, which reminds them of what happened 70 years ago. They saw Israel becoming a nation as a disaster, a catastrophe in their culture and their understanding. That's what they're writing about. It's not about the U.S.'s embassy move to Jerusalem.
I would totally agree with that, but I would also add to that perspective, Bill, is that for almost from its foundation, the America has been a waffling supporter of Israel. Mm-hmm. The legislation that recognized Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel, and that our embassy should be located there, four presidents have refused to step up. So what happened, Bill, there was a status quo. The Palestinians believed that that issue was always going to be there. And when Donald Trump came in and said, as an agent of change, because that's what we had hired him to do, mm-hmm. he came in and said, okay, we've been kicking this can down the road for 40 years, just like we're doing the same thing in North Korea. It's time to stop kicking the can and solve this problem and get it fixed.
Exactly.
And that's what he's changed. He's changed the paradigm. And the people, the terrorist leaders are upset because he's changed what was the balance, the way they conducted diplomacy and their relationships. And they had only one choice, and that was that they had to turn to violence to try and convince America that it shouldn't do it. But the president stood fast and said, no, that's where the embassy belongs.
Exactly.
So it is a problem of Mr. Trump trying to do what the American people asked him to do.
Well, and it is amazing here. Did you see the headline on New York Daily News showing Ivanka Trump? There was a picture of her unveiling the seal of the new U.S. Embassy. The headline reads, Daddy's Little Ghoul.
Right.
I mean, this is an American newspaper, okay, ladies and gentlemen?
Right.
I mean, you know, and this is all, of course, insinuation being, as Gary Bauer writes, that Ivanka is laughing at all the Palestinians being killed because Daddy moved the embassy. I mean, this is this, this is where the fake news indictment comes in. And it's on and on. I mean, clearly that's what is going on. And you just keep your eyes open and you watch, you know, the exposure of these people and their mentality. I mean, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, his connection to reality is suspicious. He says, those are terrible actions. Israel should be condemned. Israel has a right to security, but shooting unarmed protesters is not what it is about. Bernie Sanders has no clue. He doesn't know what it's about.
Right. Yep. You're absolutely right. He doesn't. And that's the problem with the left. They don't understand. They can't comprehend what the real issues are.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we continue to avoid issues, the outcome is going to, somebody said yesterday, if we leave Kim alone and let him continue to develop his weapons of mass destruction, he's going to be much more difficult to deal with 5 years from now than he is today.
Without
even
a doubt.
Not with many years, but in essence, Mr. Trump has put a line in the sand for Kim. And we'll see what he does. But
well, there was something that brought him to this, okay? And that's what he needs to be reminded of, Dan, is that, you know, for his people, the future, a unified Korean peninsula, what that could do for his very own people, for all of Korea, and dare I say internationally, the impact could be wonderful. It could be very positive. But that's what he needs to be reminded of right now in the midst of either some cold feet and second-guessing himself. Dan Perkins, Dan, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. You are the air. Live.
Hey, it's Way Life is Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The streams, John's America is with us. We're going to talk about the former New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, as an example of why feminism has failed. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you. Good morning. I'm fine.
Hey, good to have you with us here to talk about this. You say this is why the third wave of feminism degrades rather than empowers women. Break that down for us.
Sure. First of all, remember, Eric Schneiderman was a feminist hero. He went to volunteer working at an abortion clinic right after college. Mm-hmm. And we have tweets from him talking about how a woman is never really free unless she has absolute power over her own body and, you know, any children who live inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he championed abortion. He actually tried to suppress the free speech of pro-lifers. He filed a lawsuit along with an abortionist to try to stop pro-lifers from walking on the sidewalk in front of abortion clinics and speaking to women going in, trying to offer them alternatives to abortion. And the woman, Merle Hoffman, the abortionist, who he co-filed the suit with, actually wrote that in her memoir that a woman is at her most powerful when she's aborting her child.
Oh, wow.
So he is deep, deep in the ideology of abortion. Are we really surprised that he was involved in abusive, sadistic treatment of women? Well, when your theory of women is that unless they can be made disposable, unless their sexuality can be turned into a kind of toy, and you have an abortionist as the toy maker to fix them when they're broken so you get to play with them again.
Right.
It's really not all that surprising. What's interesting to me is, you know, he was involved in sadistic behavior. Well, the Marquis de Sade, for whom that is named,
mm-hmm.
was the first prominent thinker since the Roman Empire to favor abortion, to champion abortion in order to make sex for women just as disposable as it is for men. In other words, women can be just as blasé and cavalier about sex as men can, as long as they can abort their children. And that's what Simone de Beauvoir, the founder of second wave feminism, the author of The Second Sex, that's what she said. She wanted women, she agreed with the Marquis de Sade that men and male sexuality was the model. That this thing women have had of becoming attached and having a child and being a mother, this very, you know, integrated and complex form of sexuality was bad. Mm-hmm. What you wanted to be a man, which is have your pleasure and move on with no consequences. But for that, you need to have abortion legal, ready, and always available. And that became the central political demand of feminism. And it still is. But the only tweak in what they call third wave feminism is, I think on some level they realized that the views of Simone de Beauvoir were kind of misogynist, that it's an mm-hmm. internalized misogyny. So third wave feminism be hostile to men as well and masculinity and tries to attack that as well. And all of it it's a rejection of the way we were made, our God-given human nature. And third wave feminism just applies to masculinity the same hostility that second wave feminism had for the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't embrace third wave feminism doesn't embrace the feminine. It doesn't embrace that says something good about femininity. It just says masculinity is bad, too, and that there is no natural sexuality. We're not born a certain way. We're not made a certain way. There's no design. Everything is just arbitrary. We don't have any nature. You can change sex just by thinking about it, you know? Oh, I identify as a male today. I identify as a tiger. It's all such a crazy rebellion against the way we're made, against the way that nature itself shows us we're made, and it doesn't make anyone happy.
What a crazy theory, though. And just like all progressives, it's like, oh, we'll figure this out. We'll just keep on, we'll keep on working on this plan. It's like, wait a minute, you've predicated this whole premise on a lie. You continue to ride the lie and run this theory out at the expense of supposedly your fellow sisterhood that you're trying to protect. And what you're doing is making them more vulnerable through the process. Is not the evidence clear enough to show you that this is fallacious on its face?
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes, my favorite line is, if feminism were a plot by dolphins to wipe out the human race so they can inherit the planet, mm-hmm. how exactly would it look any different?
Yeah.
Because everywhere it goes, you see the birth rates plummet, the marriage rates plummet, and lots more women living with children in poverty, plus millions of abortions. I mean, feminism has the same track record with family life that Marxism has with the economy and human freedom.
Exactly.
Just as awful. And feminism has, you know, a similar death toll. If you count abortion, If you agree with the National Organization for Women and all the feminist groups and virtually every women's studies professor in America that abortion is central to feminism, well, you know, I'll take them at their word, then abortion is a death toll approaching that of communism.
And what's going on with their psychology there, them psychologically, John? I mean, you know, they've become basket cases through all this, throughout this theory. I mean, you and I have discussed this before. I mean, the women who have aborted their children, I mean, without exception, when I have a conversation with them, they'll tell me how old that child is. So you're going to tell me that aborting a child has no consequences?
Yeah, it's tragic because on many levels, but women are built differently than men. They care about these things in ways that many men don't. Like for men, it can be optional whether they mourn the child that got aborted, because it wasn't ripped out of their bodies. Their body wasn't prepared to receive it. Now, a lot of men are traumatized by it,
yes.
But I think with women, it's more basic and it's more visceral. Just like the difference between a mother of a newborn and a father of a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
Men intensely love their newborn children, but women are linked to it in a way that,
it's built within the DNA the way God designed them, and I believe in the same case that although it's muffled and blocked out right now, and I still believe this is yet to come, John. I see the day, and I'm hearing the day when there will be an outcry from men, because what this is tearing apart is the very fiber of who men and women are ultimately. And it's all because of this theory and this alleged, you know, idea of what more freedom when you are free being, you know, who it is that you've been designed to be, and somehow you've come up with a better idea than God. I mean, it's laughable.
Yeah, but that's the whole revolt since Adam and Eve, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, did God really say, you know? Yeah, God said. And look, there's clear evidence. All you have to do is look at our bodies and realize, as you said earlier, there's natural evidence to this point, but you have people that want to somehow prove God wrong, and other people that are getting in the line going along with it, and they wonder why they're not very happy and their lives are devastated and they've murdered their children on the altar of convenience. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, John Zemerick, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us. Dr. John Zemerick, senior editor of The Stream. Go to stream.org for more information.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Biff Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Now threatening to pull the plug on the upcoming Singapore summit over what they are calling one-sided demands for denuclearization. Kim Jong-un also calling on the United States to end its military drills with South Korea. So why the sudden change of heart after the stage has been set? Joining me now is security and foreign policy expert James Carafano. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
So why do you think the sudden change of heart, or is it a change of heart?
Never have anybody on this show that tells you what the North Koreans are thinking, because they don't know.
No.
I mean, and you know, we should never presume to know what to do. I mean, we haven't seen a pattern of North Korean behavior before where the angry guy pay attention to us and they're conciliatory. So in some ways, this is kind of same old, same old. I think rolling into the talks, perhaps they had a sense that momentum was too strong on the U.S. side and they wanted to do something to slow that down.
Yeah, there has to be some reason behind it. Let's take a look at their statement threatening to cancel the summit. It says the United States will also have to, this is actually a different soundbite here. They're saying if the Trump administration takes an approach to the summit with sincerity for improved relations, it will receive a deserved response. However, if the U.S. is trying to drive us into a corner to force our unilateral nuclear abandonment, we will no longer be interested. So what do you make of their actual, the words that they're using there, this provocative military drill? This is something that the United States has been doing a long time with South Korea.
Right. I mean, and the North Koreans, when they want to make a statement, they demand an end to these things. And then ironically, when the North Koreans, we do drills and the North Koreans say, whatever, we don't care. So it really has nothing to do about the drills. We know it doesn't have anything to do about the drills. The North Koreans know they don't have anything to do about the drills. Now, what I found really interesting about that statement is, you know, if the U.S. just comes to the table and says, hey, give us your nuclear weapons and we're done here, then we don't want to do a deal. But the U.S. has already sent very strong signals that the administration is coming to do a deal. And let me tell you how Trump does deals. I mean, and we've seen this over and over again. His deals are not 100% for me and nothing for you. And they're not, you can have whatever you want, just give me a deal so it looks good and I get my Nobel Peace Prize. His deal is, look, we have to do a deal. You need to get something out of this deal, because if you don't, you're not going to honor it. But I'm going to get out of the deal what I need. And that's the way the president, I would imagine, would negotiate this deal.
Yeah, we have another statement here. This is from Pyongyang. Their statement goes on to say, this is the one I was originally going to read. The United States will also have to undertake careful deliberations about the fate of the planned North Korea-U.S. summit in light of this provocative military ruckus jointly conducted with the South Korean authorities. And you were just talking about that. That's exactly what you were just talking about.
Right, and you know what? If the North Koreans walk away from the talk, so what? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Our strategy is maximum deterrence, which is nuclear deterrence, missile defense, conventional deterrence, sanctioning, and keeping that in place as long as North Korea is a nuclear threat really doesn't really give them any running room. Mm-hmm. And so as long as we keep our strategy in place, they can run in circles with the diplomacy all they want.
What about China, where China comes into play with this and certain talks that are going on right now in terms of trade with China? Is this any sort of leverage that China can use here?
I think the administration can't get into a box where it's trying to manage a relationship linked to the Korean situation. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to let those run on separate paths. Otherwise, we're just going to trip over ourselves and fall down.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, James. We really appreciate it.
Heritage Foundation Senior Fellow James Carafano commenting on what we were talking about earlier with Dan Perkins. And, you know, several things in play here. This could be, you know, the last kind of response from that antithetical force inside of North Korea. And you know it exists. I mean, they're not just rolling over here, kind of reminding Kim Jong-un of what happened with the United States and Libya and with Muammar Gaddafi after he turned in his weapons. But again, the opportunity for American diplomats is to remind Kim of why he came to the table. Why did he want to come to the table to begin with? Yes, this maximum pressure is paying off. His people are having a tough time. He's got to feel a stretch on his leadership and on his country right now, and that he needs to kind of be reminded of that and given the vision of what a unified Korea could mean for his people and for the peninsula. And then, you know, further than that, of course, is the international community. I mean, what a victory. Okay. There's lots of pluses here. And as James Carafano said, it's not like Donald Trump is an all or nothing kind of guy. I mean, in terms of, hey, I get everything, you get nothing. I mean, this is, you know, his approach as a deal maker is one that would make it win-win. And so that's what he's got to remind North Korea and Kim Jong-un of. But again, we don't know what's going on. You know, we have limited information. All we know is that they are threatening. They're not canceling. They're only threatening. So there's a little bit of a pushback. And, you know, the question is, and this is one that we've been asking as well, is how does China sum up into this? See, and I think China is going to play a key role here in holding this together, and don't think that China is not going to want something for that key role as well. They're figuring, hey, look at, you know, the United States is coming. They've got their bargaining chips out. So how much of those chips we can, you know, can we grab a hold of here? And by being a significant player, is that possible? You know, I'd say keep an eye on China. You know, don't think that they're not going to participate in this, because I believe that they are, you know, though they're behind the scenes. Now, the other thing is that I think we need to be careful about the punditry. As we were discussing with Dan earlier, is that pundits are just rather loose in their theory and making it seem like, you know, oh, the United States, I mean, they're doing an end zone dance. Some are doing an end zone dance right now. And that doesn't, you know, help the process of negotiating and the negotiating process here with Kim Jong-un. I mean, we got egos involved here. I think they got to tap that down. And, you know, and that's why also even, you know, considering military action, you know, the response is, hey, aren't we going to be happy the day when, you know, military exercises, if there's any military exercises, they would be joint with North and South Korea. And we would do it for the preparatory reasons for our military, not that we would be looking to threaten one another, and that they're not being done so that South Korea is defending itself or doing something provocative towards North Korea. It's one of defense, just because we live in a threatening world, and any threats can happen, and who knows what the threat of tomorrow is going to be. We look right now and we see certain threats, whether it's Iran, it's ISIS, it's Hamas, Kim Jong-un right now, and hopefully we can do something about that and, have him be a part of the international community where he can draw from its benefit, his people can thrive, and maybe the lights be turned on in North Korea. What a novel concept, huh, that people of North Korea could have an opportunity to live out a God-given life. So I think here is that the opportunity for Kim Jong-un is to be reminded, and for the diplomats of our country to remind Kim Jong-un of what brought him to the table. Yes, okay, he was, this maximum strategy and pressure on them, brought him to the table. But also it's like, okay, but what's the dream? What is the vision for North Korea? And can they be a formative figure? And Kim Jong-un could be a bigger figure on a bigger stage, as opposed to, this hermit kingdom that he's running, that the world has kind of marginalized. Now he gets to come to the party, and he can be a formidable figure, and his leadership can be part and parcel of the international states, potentially. And not to mention his people not having to live in abject poverty the way they have been, that they could be a constructive force, and they could, be on an industrial revolution of their own in a positive way that would be win-win for all concerned. Maybe that's part of the reminding that he needs right now.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Money, money, money.
Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, Bill Martinez here, and James Herson is there. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, lots to talk about, buddy.
Oh, never a shortage of news these days.
Well, without a doubt. Well, John Kerry is in the target here, in the crosshairs. What is going on? America wants to know, is there a Logan Act or not?
Yeah, I mean, what the amazing thing about this is the hypocrisy and the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
This Logan Act, although it's a very old act, it comes from the administration of John Adams, it's real easy for people to understand. The reason that we have such a law is so that when the United States seeks objectives and goals in foreign policy, that influential private citizens cannot go out and act on behalf of our country, perhaps hurting those objectives and goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened with former Secretary of State John Kerry, who has gone out secretly having meetings with leaders from Iran at the very time when our country was doing the research that led up to the president's historic pullout of the Iran so-called nuke deal.
Right.
And the reason this is so hypocritical and ironic is because when President Trump was first inaugurated, he inherited an acting attorney general named Sally Yates, an Obama holdover, an Obama loyalist. Have we seen this pattern before? And she raised the Logan Act to begin the FBI investigation against General Michael Flynn.
Exactly.
Who was at the time National Security Advisor. Flynn did not violate the act because he was, during the transition period, doing his duty, as he's done for three decades, a patriotic person,
mm-hmm.
and Kerry was acting in a traitorous manner, secretly going out to undermine American policy for his own selfish purposes because he perceives this horrible Iranian deal as a part of his personal legacy. I don't know how, when the American people had to be subjected to images of $1.7 billion in foreign currency being transferred via a transport plane like some drug deal.
Exactly.
Some clandestine drug deal, which is close to what this is.
Right.
So it is a violation of the law, and he'll never be prosecuted, unfortunately. We're living in a period where we really don't have a Department of Justice that's functional, but he should never, ever be allowed to hold national public office again. There are rumors that he wants to run for president in 2020, and this guy should be shut down right now.
Exactly. Well, James, the thing is, as you say, it is so blatantly hypocritical, you know, and what it's telling everybody is that, look, if you want to get away with murder, you got to have a D after your name. If you want to be in the crosshairs all the time, we're going to torment you and we're going to get you. If we get a special prosecutor, we're going to pin your tail to the donkey here. And we got you, such as the case with Michael Flynn. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what Kerry's been able to get away with. Because what it is, it's a violation of the position of authority, is it not, James? I mean, he has no position of authority on this whole deal. I mean, this is what the Logan Act was set up and established to keep people who were not in a position of authority to go and murk up the waters. And so to what end? I mean, Kerry's trying to revive, you know, some lasting piece of legacy between, you know, for him and President Obama.
Yeah, no, and you have to remember, as a former Secretary of State, this is someone that has influence and contacts. Mm-hmm. And instead of using his influence to help our country, he colluded with a totalitarian regime. And the fact is that those of the enlightened part of the Western world are working on changing that regime. That's the policy of the Trump administration. That's the best policy for the American people. And what John Kerry's doing is undermining that possibility of freedom for the Iranian people. And, of course, he's undermining the foreign policy objectives of the United States of America. Exactly. Without any authorization, without any kind of office that he holds. But this is part of a pattern that we've seen with Obama holdovers and Obama loyalists. And it's about time for the press to look beyond the smiling image of Obama that's fostered with this halo over his head and realize that he presided over the most corrupt administration in the history of the United States, and that corruption continues after he's left. And it's clear that the whole thing you described, the pinning the tail on the donkey, the entire cabal and attempted coup to overturn a duly elected president is being engineered by members of the Obama administration. By people that were in that administration, holdovers, and those include people like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and we can go on and on.
Well, probably a lot of those, James, a lot of those people that you talk about, they're part and parcel to this deep state, this shadow government that has been in operation. It just so happened that they perfectly aligned. They got the president they wanted, and they were having their way with this country, and they thought it could continue because they knew they had Hillary Clinton. She was going to be, her hands were going to be tied, and they were going to stay in control. But no Hillary, and now you got Donald Trump, they are freaking out.
Sure, and it's all been revealed to those American people that are paying attention. And the other thing, of course, is as the media trumpets over and over again, Russia, collusion, the investigation, Mueller, Donald Trump is changing history and changing the world. And doing it in the Middle East, doing it on the Korean Peninsula, and doing it with trade agreements, and, of course, engineering an incredibly growth-oriented economy. He's changing politics as we know it, and there's very few outlets that are giving him any credit whatsoever.
No, they don't want to do that. Well, James, I want to talk about Tim Allen, but just one final question here regarding Mueller. What happens when he comes up with nothing? How do they justify whatever is amounting $12, $14 million worth of expenditure?
Well, the only problem is he will not come up with nothing. I did double negative. The reason is because independent counsels, even after they indict lower figures, they come up with a report. And Mueller, judging by his conduct, and his over-the-top conduct, the people he assembled, and his whole approach, and him being a good, staunch ally of James Comey, his report will read much like James Comey's book. Mm-hmm. And that is, it will be a fantasy, but it will still give the Democratic Party ammunition if they take enough seats in the House and or the Senate. They will use the report. They don't need indictments. Impeachment is a political concept. If you have the numbers, you can implement it, and they will if they do.
Exactly. Well, let's talk Tim Allen. You know, one of the first things that came to mind with the success of Roseanne is, do you bring Tim Allen back, right?
Yeah, and we talked about it. Yeah, Roseanne's success was staggering.
Right.
And so a lot of people speculated, hey, you know, those executives at ABC that made that inexplicable decision to cancel Tim Allen's successful show, nominated for Emmys, second highest rated sitcom on the air, they're going to reconsider now that they have this hit in Roseanne. They're going to bring it back. And they didn't. They left it sitting there. And to the point where many people like you and I, center-right people, said, well, there's only one explanation for this. ABC didn't like the content of the show because it happened to have a character who spouted conservative concepts. It happened to have a star who doesn't go along with the Hollywood liberals, that's Tim Allen, who is known as a Republican, known as a Trump supporter. And lo and behold, along comes Fox Television and two enlightened executives to say, hey, this is good business here. ABC may have messed up, but we're not going to do it. And they are bringing back Last Man Standing. It should be on the air probably either in the fall or in January next year, but it's going to be the 2018-2019 season. And much to ABC's detriment,
right,
they're going to look like geniuses because Tim Allen is going to tap into that same market Roseanne did.
Exactly.
And I predict he'll have bigger numbers than he even had at ABC. And whoever ABC puts up against him is going to lose. You know, when they took Last Man Standing down, they put up this Once Upon a Time, you know, fantasy drama, which I never watched it, so I don't know how good it is. But it died, and it had far worse ratings. This was biased. This was not
without
business.
A doubt. Could you imagine they just handed over a ready-made brand show to Fox? But of course, this is Disney that just canceled after 34 years their Christian Night at the Park. Can you believe that? Get ready for the knee-jerk reaction on that one. James, we got to leave it there. We're going to leave people hanging because this is why they need to join us every week, because we keep them up to date on all these things that they need to be aware of. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?